This is a portable computer that's been set up while it was connected to a docking station. Now that the computer is undocked, it does not have the same hardware available as when it was docked. Let's create a new hardware profile for this undocked computer. Click Performance and Maintenance.
Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. Click System. Click the Hardware tab. To make changes to hardware profiles, you must be logged on with administrative rights. Click Hardware Profiles.
The current profile was created when this computer was first set up, and it includes settings for devices that are available only when the computer is docked. You can only modify a hardware profile that's currently in use, so let's create a copy of this profile to retain all of the settings for the docked configuration. Click Copy. To name the new profile, type Docked. Click OK.
To rename the original profile before you modify it, click Profile 1, Current. Click Rename. Type Undocked. Click OK.
When you have multiple hardware profiles, you can use these arrow buttons to move the hardware profile that you want to use as the default to the top of the list. Here you can specify how long Windows will wait before the default hardware profile is loaded automatically. To prevent accidentally starting Windows with the incorrect hardware settings, click Wait until I select a hardware profile. Click OK.
You're ready to modify the renamed hardware profile. Click Device Manager. Click the plus sign to the left of DVD CD-ROM drives. Click this device. To make the CD-ROM drive unavailable for the undocked profile, click the Disable button. Click Yes. This change is now included in the current profile, and the computer now has a hardware profile that can be applied for use when the computer is away from the docking station.